From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A day after being accused of barbarous attacks in Syria, Russia blamed remarks by ambassadors from the United States and Britain for hurting the peace process there. The remarks were made Sunday during an urgent UN Security Council meeting held to discuss deadly attacks by Syrian and Russian planes on the rebel-held portion of Aleppo. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that what he called terrorists had used a recent ceasefire to regroup and rearm themselves. He insisted that Russia is not giving up on finding a political resolution to the crisis in Syria. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and a guerrilla movement known as the FARC is to be signed Monday. The signing brings to an end the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. The insurrection was originally inspired by Cuban and Soviet ideology against democratic institutions in the Americas. It was primarily funded by the country's illicit cocaine industry and is blamed for displacing millions of people and leaving more than 250,000 people dead. Japan warned China Monday not to send fighter jets over a disputed territory in the East China Sea that both countries claim. On Sunday, China sent warplanes over the Miyako Strait east of the Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands, which China also claims. Chinese officials say about 40 aircraft were involved in the maneuver. Iran says it has released a retired Canadian-Iranian professor who had been detained on security charges. A foreign ministry spokesman, quoted by the official IRNA news agency, said Homa Hood Farawas was released on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News. The stage is set for a televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The event will be held at Hofstra University outside New York City. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will watch Monday's debate. Two more debates are scheduled in October. The two candidates are locked in a tight national contest with political surveys showing Hillary Clinton with a slight edge. Violent crime increased by 3.9% in the United States last year, but FBI officials say the number of crimes is far below what it was in the 1990s. After 2 years of decline in the number of violent crimes, the figure rose to nearly 1.2 million last year, including a nearly 11% jump in the number of murders. The United States and South Korea conducted naval exercises Monday. An American ship equipped for both anti-aircraft and anti-submarine warfare joined South Korean destroyers, submarines, helicopters, and aircraft in a maritime operation in the East Sea. Admiral Brad Cooper, the commander of the U.S. Naval Forces in Korea, said the joint naval drill was organized to showcase the resolve of the American military to defend its ally against what he called North Korea's unprovoked acts of aggression. An international team of scientists has identified a new strain of superbug that came from chickens and has made 10 people in Denmark sick so far. The infection is called MRSA, a staph infection that is sometimes fatal. Superbugs do not respond to commonly prescribed antibiotics. Researchers say these types of illnesses are going to be an increasing problem unless routine antibiotic use in food for animals is curbed. Former South Sudan First Vice President Riek Machar has called for an armed struggle against the government of President Salva Kiir. That call may signal the renewal of the country's civil war. The statement came over the weekend following a meeting in Khartoum of Machar's Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition. The movement signed a peace agreement with South Sudan's government in August 2015, but implementation was delayed and largely fell apart in July. Demonstrators gathered in central Krakow on Sunday to protest government plans to ban abortion. Lawmakers Friday turned down efforts to loosen abortion laws in Poland. The Attorney General of the Mexican state of Michoacan said a priest was found dead Sunday. He becomes the third cleric to be kidnapped and killed in the country within 1 week. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.